co-facilitator. Inuit Circumpolar Council thanks all delegates, indigenous peoples, leaders, and states for the deliberations this week. Important stepping stones on the path to the recognition of indigenous peoples' own decision-making bodies and the establishment of a new distinct observer status in the UN have been put forward this week. The process of enhancing the participation of indigenous peoples in the UN is not only an exciting but a necessary process. It sets new standards for establishing a more full and complete fulfillment of the purpose of the UN. Indigenous peoples from all regions of the world have demonstrated the necessity of their participation for an environmentally, culturally, socially, economically, and politically more sustainable future. Not only here this week, but through their substantial contributions throughout the UN and in other international and regional fora. Inuit Circumpolar Council thanks the co-facilitators for your excellent facilitation and your important work, and we look forward to hopefully receiving a discussion paper based on the dialogue of the past 2 days. It is clear from the dialogue that there is a call for further exploring the Paris principles which apply to national human rights institutions and the model used for accreditation by the Global Alliance of National Human Rights Institutions. It is also clear that a fair and transparent appeal process will be needed to ensure the accountability of the Indigenous peoples' governing bodies. We furthermore look forward to continuing the dialogue and to equally thoroughly discuss venues of participation and modalities of participation. In conclusion, Inuit Circumpolar Council thanks the UN Voluntary Fund for the support for Indigenous peoples, leaders and representatives to be here and call on member states to continue and increase the support for the fund and to fully support the process, for the fund to fully being able to support the process. This includes the support for regional and national consultations needed among Indigenous peoples in the 7 socio-cultural regions. The Indigenous Coordinating Body continues to play a vital role for the coordination and advancement of this process and should be provided with financial support. We thank Mexico and Guatemala for their leadership and those states who consistently support the process. We thank all state delegates who participated in this meeting. Finally, we again thank the UN Human Rights Council as a whole and the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights for laying the path and for advancing this process.
Thank you. I now